Democrats are beginning to make tracks to New Hampshire, home of the first-in-the-nation presidential primary. That includes Washington Governor Jay Inslee, who spoke about climate change on two college campuses in the Granite State. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins was there.
On a single-digit morning in Manchester, Governor Jay Inslee arrived at the New Hampshire Institute of Politics on the campus of St. Anselm College.
You know, there's no better sound than that of cold snow in New Hampshire.
Inside, Inslee stopped before a photograph of Jimmy Carter campaigning for president in a New Hampshire country store in 1975. Neil Levesque, the head of the institute, told the story behind the photo.
It's a pretty famous place, and he came in and they said, "Jimmy who?" And he had 2% name ID, and he won with 26% of the vote.
A small state governor with no name ID ends up president of the United States. Isn't that strange? That's amazing. I wonder how that could happen.
Waiting for Inslee inside a small meeting room, a group of about 40 students, among them Connor Smith, a freshman from Massachusetts, who, when asked why he was there, proved the point that name ID is tough.
So meeting Governor Inslee, which is pretty cool.
Good morning. I am just so delighted to be here.
Inslee was there to talk about climate change, his signature issue, after joking that New Hampshire's strategy for combating global warming is to freeze it out. Inslee got serious. He said it was a personal issue for him and a matter of urgency.
We are the first generation to feel the sting of climate change, and we are the last generation who can do something about it. And it is my belief that when you have one chance in life, you need to take it.
After the talk, students were split on whether Inslee is presidential material. Ailish Husband says global warming is a top issue for her, and she likes it that Inslee is making it a priority.
Yeah, I would definitely consider voting for him if he did run, because you can tell that he knows so much about the issue and he's already taken action.
But Brendan Flaherty was skeptical that it's a winning issue.
Given the breadth of the field that's running, and you know, you're thinking Biden might run, Kamala Harris is in, Warren's in, you know, you got a very diverse field, you have a wide field. I don't see him getting very far.
Chris Galdieri is an associate professor of politics at St. Anselm. He listened to Inslee's talk on climate change and thinks it's smart for a lesser-known candidate to emphasize a single issue.
The question is, can he turn that into enthusiasm among voters?
Inslee's second stop was Dartmouth College, a 250-year-old Ivy League institution an hour and a half northeast of Manchester.
Thank you.
There he met with college Democrats, also to talk climate change, but it was a question from a Vermont law professor that prompted Inslee to talk about whether he can compete as a 67-year-old white male at a time when the Democratic Party is becoming more diverse. In response, Inslee spoke at length about his efforts to recognize and address racial and gender inequities.
I and people in my situation have an added responsibility to be dedicated to increasing opportunity for everyone and rooting out implicit bias everywhere that it exists.
Several of the students in the audience had ties to Washington State, including first-year student Elsa Erickson, the daughter of Republican State Senator Doug Erickson, who's fought Inslee on climate change policy for years. After Inslee's talk, Erickson, who's a member of the College Republicans, introduced herself to the governor, prompting a lighthearted moment.
You might know my dad.
Get out of here! Well, you have some work to do.
Inslee also has some work to do. If he wants to compete in New Hampshire, he'll likely have to make several more trips here over the coming year. He has not yet formally entered the race for president, but indicated a decision is not far off. I'm Austin Jenkins in Hanover, New Hampshire.